Here's what I think we're in. This is what I think we're in this bizarro land. It's almost like that. The movie or the series of Doctor Strange and Scarlet Witch. I think that's what we're in. Doctor Strange and Scarlet Witch. You're fighting against fake realities. We all know about catfish. We all know about narcissism and gaslighting. But really take it to the next level. There are people out there that are trying to create a fake reality bubble to pull you in. Remember when Doctor Strange went and saw Scarlet Witch, and he went in there and it looked like a bunch of fruit trees and a nice plantation or whatever she could create it. And remember in her own series, the Scarlet Witch series, she had created a bubble around the city, right? That's what we're in. That's what we're facing. And the only reason it came to light so much is online. But this has been happening your whole life. Family members, churches, businesses, cities, states, federal, government. You might have a girlfriend who's telling you a big fat lie, and you know it's not reality, but you want to believe it, you know? And the women might do the same thing with the men. They're creating reality bubbles, fake reality bubbles about people online. They don't even know the person. They don't know. They don't know you. They don't know me. They might say you're a blah, 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 blah. They don't know you. They don't have a clue who you are. You might see it on a job. You might see it in a family. You might see it in a church. You might be rubbing shoulders with somebody. I remember dating this girl on the job one time. And the girl was a psychopath and probably a murderer from a war zone. She came from a war zone. And when somebody comes out of a war zone, their mind is survival of the fittest, you know? And you think you're trying to help the person. You think you can fix them or help them, or they can be a stable partner eventually or whatever, but they can't. If they've been in a war zone, they can't be a help meet suitable. I just don't think it's possible. Maybe they can, but I don't think so. They'd have to get saved, do some inner work, and all that. I just don't think somebody who's come out of I don't even think a person that came out of the Pentecostal church, if they really got saved, goes, why did they fall for that lie? See, why would they fall for the Pentecostal lie? For real. I knew it was a lie all along. I knew the Methodist church was a lie. It took me a long time to wake up to the legalist, but I woke up and I walked out. It took me about 3 months to see that reality that one gal was creating from the war zone. It took me about 3 months to see, hey, this person's mental. I got to get out of this before I get killed. On and on and on. I've seen it my whole life. If you've been married to the wrong one, you saw it. They create this fake reality. It's not even real. People might get mad at me. Why are you watching Bounty Hunter D? Or, you know, long time ago when I was married, I turned to Jerry Springer on just to watch how these people think. Why are you watching that? Why are you listening to Louis Farrakhan? Because I'm just learning other people's way. I'm looking for patterns. I'm looking for fake reality patterns. I'm trying to figure out why everybody believes a lie. Why nobody wants to believe the Bible. Well, I mean, think about it. They've got all these things out there on the online, the scientists, the doctors, the atheists, and the agnostics, and people actually believe these lies and discount the Bible when the Bible's already said what these gurus have already said. Apostle Paul went to the third heaven. He's telling you the way life is. And it's like, wake up, people. Wake up. You're in a fake reality bubble. You're in a fake reality bubble. If you can't touch them, if you can't look at their eyes and look at their body language, if you can't handle them. Remember what they said in 1 John. We touched him. We handled him. We saw him. We talked to him. We saw him with our own two eyes. And so they're trying to create a reality bubble where it's all online. Zoom meeting calls. You know? The news. All this happened. You don't know if it happened or not unless you were there. Unless you actually experienced it. Somebody, you know, you'll see when you first start out in this life, when some Jezebel comes in, when you're young, and it's usually an older woman trying to mess with you, and she'll come in and she'll say, she might be 10 years old or might be 15 years old. She'll say, I'm being abused. I'm being abused. Johnny Depp, yeah, Amber Heard thing. I'm being abused. Rescue me. And there's a tendency, I don't know how they know it, but that's all they do. They've been watching it their whole life. You know, maybe their brother tried to rescue their mom and they saw that pattern or something. I'm being abused. I'm being bad. Please rescue me. Help me. Save me. And so the Scarlet Witch thing, I know I talk about some crazy stuff, but somebody needs to wake this reality. Break this fake reality bubble to the hilt, you know? I mean, really. You can be catfished right in the same. You could be actually rubbing shoulders with somebody every day, working with them, or going to church with them, or neighbors, and they can be catfishing you to the hilt, and you believe that fake reality bubble that they're creating. For real. I'm serious. It's real, people. Now, when reality starts to crash on them, they disappear. But they always come back. When their reality starts to burn, when all the cards, like a sister in Christ said, when all those cards, okay, I learned this from her, and it changed my whole life. She said, look, go back to the first lie that you believed with this woman. I said, okay. She said, now, admit it's a lie and knock that card down and the whole foundation falls. And she said, it's like a deck of cards. You build a little house of cards. You go back to the first lie, whether it's the lie you believed that your employer says, oh, I'm going to promise you the world. Well, there's that wife who lied to you and say, oh, I'm going to be a good helpmate. Whether it's that girlfriend that you love, whether it's an online catfish, whether it's an in real world catfish. Go back to the first lie that you believed and get rid of that brick that's holding the whole building up, the whole fake reality, and knock it out. Knock it out from under the foundation. And the whole house, and you're free. And you take a deep breath and you say, wow, I never loved that person because that person wasn't real. That person wasn't even real. I know, I've hinted to this before, but I'm really trying to tell y'all something. Just like you're breaking down the food that's plastic. Break, go study it. Your health, the doctors, the education system. See, if you do this too fast, you're going to realize your whole reality's been a lie. And this is why I keep telling people, walk around the block, go dig in the dirt, go touch a tree or a bush or a plant, go plant a garden, cut off and metaverse, and the way they pull you in is they promise, oh, you can make a lot of money, you don't have to do nothing. And they're key people who are probably agents, or they probably prop somebody up to give you that fake dream. Oh, I can just create an online metaverse, fake reality, and get rich. And these are agents. Okay, so he's driving a Tesla, he's got $1 million in the bank, and he's doing this, and I promise you, you try to invest, I tried it for 4 years, you try every book under the sun, whether it's option trading, whether it's a portfolio of 100 stocks, and you're gaining, they drop the ball out from under you. They're so rich, they can bankrupt you. Let's say they know you have 10 stocks, they can just let those stocks go down and sit there for months. And as soon as you sell it, the stock goes up. What's that about? It's all fake. The stock market's even fake. Seriously, they're setting you up with a fake reality, a fake dream for 20, 30 years, and they give you a watch. You worked at that factory for 30 years, and you retire, and they give you a watch. You go and you call the teledoc, say, hey, I'm sick. I'm paying this money every week. Well, we can't give you an antibiotic unless we come and see you. Well, what's the purpose of this phone call here? Why am I even calling you? Why is this set up? Because it's fake reality. They got to build up the teledoc stock, you know. It's all fake, people. I'm going to Subway. Half the stuff in here I'm getting ready to eat is probably fake. Fake, 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 fake reality. Scarlet Witch to the hill. This is the game. Watch the Doctor Who series, Into the Multiverse, or whatever it was called. It's all fake. Just find your calling, do your thing. If you can't see their body language, if you can't see their eyes, if you can't give them a hug, they're not real.